Dale raitao, raitao. Como una lata de repiso, como una lata de repiso, como una lata de repiso, como una lata de repiso. Auto chofer escucha, como una lata de repiso, como una lata de repiso, como una lata de repiso. Wa wa we 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 we
About joining the Sungapo campaign? Guess what? Ecobank just extended it to December 31st, 2025. This is your chance to save smart, earn more, and win big. With monthly draws, the earlier you jump in, the more chances you'll get to win. Here's how. Deposit 40,000 kwacha or more into a fixed deposit account, lock it in for 4 months, and just like that, you could grab 4,000 kwacha cash back. But wait, it gets even better. Your money earns a huge 10% interest per annum while you sit back and relax. Visit any EcoBank branch today and join the Sungapo campaign before the clock runs out. EcoBank, save smart, win big. Campaign ends December 31st, 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
Sungapo with EcoBank. Deposit your cash and get it back. Sungapo with EcoBank. Deposit your cash and get it back. Hey, and get it back. Deposit your cash and get it back. Hey, and get it back. Deposit your cash and get it back.
Hey, my guy, I'm definitely winning this draft game.
You're talking too soon, bro.
I'm just getting warmed up.
Good friends, great moments, extra quality connections. Eagle Extra brings more than quality taste and ingredients. It brings the game. Now with two crown colors, green and gold, so you can make your draft night extra.
The loser buys the next round.
Well, I guess then you'll be buying the next round.
Eagle Extra. Now that's how you live extra. Enjoy responsibly. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18.
Yes?
What has kept our family looking good for all these years?
Well, my grandchildren, let me ask you.
What helped you feeling green and so confident?
Bonomi shares your skin with multivitamin.
Protect you from all the germs and leave you feeling fresh.
What's up always leaves you smiling with skincare benefits.
Well,
on destroying your Morero, Damian.
On October 24th, 1964, the day began not only with the usual sunrise, but with a smile. For many years, the territory formerly called Northern Rhodesia had broken away from the chains of colonial domination. However, on this landmark day, the Union Jack was officially lowered for the last time, and the proud colors of Zambia's flag, comprising the beautiful green, red, black and orange, rose to the skies of Mother Zambia. The atmosphere was charged with excitement as leaders, including the newly inaugurated President Kenneth Kaunda, assembled to celebrate this significant milestone. Bonfires rolled, drums resonated throughout the land, and the jubilant shouts of a free people rolled out. This day held immense importance, symbolizing the strength and willingness for self-governance, and marked the start of a new Zambia, a nation ready to shape its own future on the world stage. Powerhouse Media would like to celebrate with the entire nation of Zambia. Happy 61st Independence Anniversary, Mother Zambia.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twadotela, zikomo, situmezi, twasanta. part of the celebration. Join MTN today. MTN, what are we doing today?
Zambia, namu chumfwecho, esyumfwiko kuina. Kubongo bongo takwawa kule koktea. Shunguru shenya makasino games imikushami ntapendwa na ama jackpot ayale ileta fie chila bushiku.
Mulingirase ukwata phone number epela nishmuatamba no kuina. Bongo bongo ale mipela ama odds ayasuma sana ayamu Premier League, Champions League na yambi ayashala.
Kampeni ukuse iskeiri onse kuntukonse komuri.
Tanda lileni www.bongobongo.co.za pakutimulembeshe mutampe no kuina.
Ekipope nemi vele file bonjewa. Tatutumirishava na bashila kwanisha ikumirimona chine konse konse nangula 18 years old. Ukukonka na ba lottery board na Ministry of Tourism.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The government launches 2025-2026 food security pack distribution in Mukushi. Couple arrested for theft of Zesco cables. In international news, Guineans shocked at $100,000 fee to contest Guinea elections to replace junta. And in sports, Benjamin Chisala nets brace to secure Norman United promotion to Mystery Linga.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trasis. A Lusaka-based artist, Chande Kapundu, 63, the sculptor of the former President Kenneth Kaunda statue at KK Shopping Mall in Long Acres, has observed that the change of government in 1991 has compromised citizens' participation in the country's independence annual celebrations. In an interview, Mr. Kapundu charged that Zambia's independence celebrations have been taken away from citizens from the time the United National Independence Party UNIP government lost power. Mr. Kapundu observed that subsequent governments have continued holding the celebrations at the Freedom Statue and State House with the expulsion of ordinary citizens. Throngs of people today flocked into the showground's main arena in anticipation of celebrating Zambia's 61st independence anniversary.
Independence is slowly scaling down how we celebrate. To a point whereby my opinion is that independence has been taken away from the people, meaning that it's now only happening at State House and the Freedom Statue. When I was much younger, Independence Stadium during Independence Day was very active. We are looking forward to receiving cards because there are cards designated for each gate, gate A, B, C, D, H. So we are looking forward to that date when we receive cards and go to Independence Stadium and celebrate. But over the years, it's only got State President goes at State House, raise the wreath, then they go to State House, is an investor ceremony and the mini celebration, and that is it.
Meanwhile, the United Freedom Fighters Association of Zambia in Livingston has expressed disappointment over government's continued failure to address their welfare. Speaking during the commemoration of Zambia's 61st independence, Association Secretary William Chivilika noted that freedom fighters continue to face economic hardships despite their sacrifices for the country's liberation. Mr. Chivilika explained that the veterans struggle to afford basic needs such as electricity and water bills, among other issues, and their appeals for support from the government have gone unanswered for years. Zambia is celebrating its 61st independence anniversary under the theme Building a Resilient and Prosperous Nation. The police in Kabwe have arrested a couple for being in possession of over 300 kilograms of Zesco cable suspected to have been stolen. Central Province Police Commissioner Charity Munganga confirmed the arrest and identified the suspects as Sande Sichimata and Anangoma of Luangwa Township. Ms. Munganga said the duo, believed to be known buyers of stolen Zesco cables, were arrested following the investigations into a series of vandalism cases targeting Zesco installations. She added that a search at their home